You guys might not believe this, but there lives in this world a great, great monkey named Hanuman, who in reality is not just a monkey, he's a monkey god. I don't know for sure where he lives. Sometimes I think his home is in India, all the way on the other side of the planet. Sometimes I think it's in California, and oftentimes he's been seen in New York, London, and even Sao Paulo, Brazil. But the truth is that he lives everywhere, and he can be in more than one place at the same time. And he never dies. Hanuman is indeed very, very powerful. He is one of the most amazing beings that I have ever in my entire life had the good fortune to know about. One day, I hope I'll see him with my very own eyes, although I've been told that he is so bright, one can barely look at him. Anyway, even though I haven't actually seen Hanuman, I sure do feel him in my heart when I sing. And I feel him in my soul when I pray. And I felt him flying all around me when I've been out in our circle street playing with my boy on windy afternoons. Because after all, Hanuman is the son of the wind. But we'll get to that in a little while. I can't tell you guys how many times in my life I felt a little scared or felt a little lonely. And I've called to Hanuman and I've said, Hanuman, please come and help me. And he was right there, immediately by my side. And all that nervousness and loneliness just went away. So I must say I really, really, really love Hanuman. And I'm really, really thankful that he is such a big part of my life. But let me tell you a little story. When Hanuman was a baby, he was actually called Maruti. Can you imagine how incredibly cute a little baby monkey dressed in colorful Indian clothing would be? Well, Maruti was so cute. He was even cuter than you can imagine. So one day, his mama was pushing him on a swinging cradle while some porridge was cooking in the kitchen. Giving him an extra little push, Mother Anjani, that was her name, went into the kitchen to check on the breakfast. Hanuman, however, was really hungry, and like most babies, he wasn't very patient. At that moment, he looked up in the sky, and he saw the bright red sun rising, and it looked to him like a huge, juicy mango. So Hanuman, who didn't know any limitations to his strength or to his powers, just jumped out of his little cradle and flew up in the air, his arms wide open, saying, "Mango, mango, mango, yummy!" And he took a big bite out of the sun. Well, as you can imagine, that caused some problems. Everything got dark and cold. The beautiful summer afternoon suddenly became black as midnight. People were running for cover, screaming, "What's going on? What's going on? Are we doomed?" Well, there is a god up in the heavens named Indra. Indra is in charge of making everything run smoothly. The night, the day, the rain, the wind, winter, summer, spring, and fall. Everything happens in the right place at the right time because of Indra. Observing the complete chaos that had descended upon the world, Indra said, "Who is that monkey? And what has he done?" He was very mad. So he took one of his thunderbolts and he hurled it at little Maruti and knocked him all the way to the earth where he crashed and broke his jaw. Well, it just so happens that in the ancient Indian language called Sanskrit, Hanuman means broken jaw. I mentioned earlier that Hanuman is called the son of the wind. His father is Vayu, the wind god. And as you can probably imagine, Vayu was enraged that Indra had hurt his little boy. So he took baby Hanuman and carried him to a cave underneath the earth, and he withdrew all the air from all the universes, saying, "I will not let any air out until Indra and all the gods come and apologize to my baby, and furthermore, bestow upon him their unique powers." Well, you know you can live for a while without ice cream. You can live for a little while without peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or spaghetti, but you can't live very long without air. Oh, no. So the gods rushed down to Vayu's cave and said, "Vayu, Vayu, O Lord of the Wind, please release the air so that the three worlds can breathe again." But Vayu was firm, and he repeated his demands, saying, "First Indra must apologize, and then all of you gods and goddesses must give your powers to my baby boy. Only then will I release the heir." So that's what they did. And Hanuman grew up to be all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, all-compassionate, and he will live forever, beyond eternity, to help every one of us on our path to happiness, fulfillment, and great, great, great love. Anytime we need help, we can call on Hanuman, and he has promised us that he will be there. I do it all the time. You guys should try it if you need to.